T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
What are we talking about?
Talking about bringing the general manager back, apparently.
Yeah.
And bumping him upstairs as if he deserves that.
There's something just, when it comes to Ryan Pace, there's something inherently unfair. If it's true that he will be able to scurry to some other position inside the organization, there's something that's inherently unfair about it. We've all seen him fail miserably as the general manager of the team. And I know there are still a couple of people that are like, well, you know, you got Darnell Mooney. Can we create a Pace bot? I know we have a Han bot.
I mean, they're more vocal than the Han bots are.
They are.
I mean, at least Rick Han,
and Han
has some,
has accomplished more.
Yeah, has some winning seasons, some playoffs, won a playoff game in each of these seasons.
If you look at some of the fifth round picks that Ryan Pace has made.
What if I looked at the first round picks that he made?
I think he got one and a possible.
With Justin Fields as the possible?
Exactly.
Well, what about Leonard Floyd? He plays well out there in L.A.
Yeah, for L.A., not for this team.
For L.A. And you gave up on him and sent him out there.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
I like the Pace bot voice. I'm going to have to keep that character. Oh, Mesa! Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. There's going to be some football discussion. I don't think there's going to be a lot of Bears discussion, but we'll see. I mean, maybe we'll talk about it in comparison to the Bears of the coaching job that we saw in last night's Monday Night Football game. There's going to be a lot of basketball talk. We got to talk about Iowa. We got to talk about the Bulls. And that's what we're going to do in the next segment. Cody Westerlund is going to talk about the Bulls' win over Denver, and we're going to talk about the rise of Iowa next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Here come the Bulls left to right. Ayo, the lob and a two-handed dunk. Lonzo Ball with a slam on the weak side. Another timeout taken by Michael Malone. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall.
Chuck on the call last night. Chuck was by himself, right? Because Bill was on the TV. Hey, Chuck, the next time that happens, man, I'll ride with you, Toretto. I'd love to do some analysis. Or I could do the play-by-play, and Chuck could do the analysis. Especially with this team is a lot of fun. Just saying. You'd have to be by yourself. I'd have hung out with you. You heard the Bulls game here on The Score. Fun night last night where they come up and win 109-97 over Denver. Cody Westerlund joins us every Tuesday around this time. We talk Bulls with him. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Cody, every game I'm more and more impressed with Ayo Dosunmu. How have they been able to get this player to this point this quickly?
It's been amazing, Lawrence. And I know we talked about him quite a bit early in the season, just stepping up and first being a rotation player and someone that they could count on for consistent contributions just night to night to give him good minutes. But what we saw last night was just amazing in his first NBA start at coming in his hometown and playing a game high, team high 42 minutes. And again, I think you made the point to Bernstein in transition. You know, this is a guy with a really smart basketball mind, extremely mature, who has gotten ready and stayed ready is the way that he's put it. You know, some nights he's going to be asked to play 5 minutes, and that wasn't too long ago that was the case. And then some nights you'll be asked to play 41 or 42 when everyone's out in COVID protocols. So I go back to Ayo the person in this situation as much as maybe Ayo the player for how he's handled the increased responsibility he's had. Really smart kid, which we knew. I think as a player, I think some of this should go back to his defense because he has been so good defensively from what we expected. I mean, this is not an all-NBA level defense from him or anything like that, but that was thought to be one of his weaknesses coming in as a rookie. Like, he's navigated screens well and handled that. I think that's earned him more trust from Billy Donovan, and the more trust he's got just with his defense and playing within the system, you've seen his talent shine in the open court in doing what he can do on the offensive end.
Well, since you heard that conversation and you covered both of the other guys, I'd love to get your thoughts on this. I'm not trying to say that I don't think Patrick Williams and Kobe White can't be really good NBA players. I just think that there's something about the way Ayo plays that makes me feel like he's more NBA ready. Like, he, even though he didn't necessarily have a role, you know, in this team, that the lights don't seem too big, the moments don't seem too big. What have the Bulls said about his makeup or how he's been coached that makes it so that he can step in and give a team 42 minutes in his first start?
Yeah, the thing that Billy kept going back to, the point that he made last night a couple times, was that Ayo wants to hear the truth, which shouldn't be as interpreted as anyone else on the team not wanting to hear that. I wouldn't go that far or anything, but I think it does matter to his situation. Like, he goes to Billy Donovan and wants to hear the criticism, wants to see what he does wrong. But I think the part that matters from that is after that point. Like, anyone can say they want to hear the truth and they can get it and have the right attitude and conversation, but like, he seems to learn from his mistakes. Like, he made some dumb passes early in the year or passed up shots that he shouldn't have, and Billy didn't like that in some situations. I think he's learning when he needs to be a little bit more aggressive. Like, Ayo learns quickly from his mistakes. I mean, you can see it on the defensive end. He's navigating screens better in these last couple weeks than he just did in the first few games of the season. So, like, anything that happens on the floor where he makes a mistake and then Billy explains it to him and he can handle the truth, he seems to learn more quickly than some people do that are youngsters. And I think some of this goes back to college ball, right? He played 3 years of Big Ten basketball at Illinois, played in a lot of big games at a high level. And, you know, like, you bring up Pat Williams. Like, I mean, he's still older than Pat Williams, you know what I mean,
right?
A couple of years here. So some of that's expected, obviously. You have to remember that even though Ayo's young, 21, I think going on 22 in January, like, he did play a lot of games at a big level in college, which is always helpful and has put him in a position to succeed. And some credit to the Bulls front office, too. Like, they could have swung for the fences with a younger guy maybe in the NBA draft, but I think they realized that Ayo could provide something to this team immediately in a way that other prospects in the second round, and I'm no expert there, but other prospects couldn't, and that he was ready to contribute, and he's done that so far.
What's the latest on DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah, he's not traveling with the Bulls today to Cleveland for their game against the Cavaliers tomorrow night. So we have not gotten a confirmed ruling on how his tests have come back. So he's not confirmed positive yet for COVID, but he is in the NBA's health and safety protocols, which usually happens when you have initially tested positive for COVID or there's an inconclusive result and then you take follow-up tests. So they're still waiting on follow-up tests for DeMar DeRozan. I know Billy Donovan mentioned Monday evening, like, yeah, maybe it could be a false positive. Well, that's some optimistic hope, obviously. That's happened in some instances. We saw with LeBron James just missing one game last week for the Lakers in that situation, I believe, getting back fairly quickly. So most likely, DeMar DeRozan, I think you'd expect him to be out 10 days or more. If it is a false positive and he can return multiple negative results in 24 hours or so, he could come back sooner.
Cody, what does it say to you that, you know, DeMar's out, Caruso's out, and the Bulls were still able to put up that offensive performance last night?
Yeah, it was big. I mean, it was ugly in the first half, right? I think season low field goal percentage for a half, around 36% in that first half, and they got going in the second half. That's Zach LaVine stepping up, right? Like, that's part of the thing with Zach. We saw him star last year when the Bulls didn't have as much help around him. And this year, he's had a lot of help night to night. But in the first game that DeMar DeRozan wasn't available, Zach went out there and he took on a starring role, which he should do. But it's harder to do when you don't have your co-star and you're the total focal point. That game could have gone either way for the Bulls. There were a couple of big points in it last night. I think they were down 9 points early in the second quarter. Lonzo Ball made a couple threes to get him back into it, kind of tied. And then in the third quarter, it still could have gone either way until Zach LaVine helped take over late in the third quarter with 12 points, I think, in a four-minute stretch. And then that second unit of Bulls that you wouldn't expect at all. I guess a couple of them were still starters. I was a starter last night, but that usual reserve unit took over early in the fourth quarter. Like, that was a huge, huge win for the Bulls in that sense. It was not the best win of the season for the Bulls by the way they played or by how good the opponent was, but one of the best wins for the Bulls of the year considering the circumstances, which I think that says just a lot about their grit and tenacity and attitude right now.
It was also, I think, impressive to see Lonzo Ball come back from what was a weekend where he didn't shoot the ball very well to have the type of performance and pick up some of the scoring slack that you missed without DeMar DeRozan out there.
He was amazing on several plays last night, Lawrence, beyond just his shooting. I mean, 20 points from Lonzo Ball is sometimes just going to be found money. You know, like, it's Zach and DeMar, you're going to be your leading scorers. Vooch is going to be relied upon as the number three scorer usually. So anytime Lonzo steps up with a 20-point night, you're probably going to have a really good game as a team, because when he's on, that offense is going to be dangerous. But, like, just so many plays. I mentioned he knocked down a couple threes early in the second quarter to help him get back into it. Well, one of them he knocked down because he faked a pass to the corner to get a Nuggets defender out of position. And on another play early in the second quarter in a sequence, he tipped a rebound away from a Nugget that he had no chance to get himself, but Troy Brown Jr. scooped it up and went the other way for an old-fashioned three-point play. Like, just these plays he make that we kind of fall back on the cliche of it doesn't show up in the box score, but Lonzo does so many things that don't show up in the box score, whether it's help defense, tip passes, diving on the floor, rotating to the right spot. And they don't win that game last night without Lonzo Ball. I mean, you probably take any one of the starting five away last night, and the Bulls don't win because they were so shorthanded and only had an eight-man rotation. But just Lonzo, when you watch him closely, like, I would tell fans right now, when he's on the floor in some instances, you don't want to take your eyes off Zach or DeMar when he's out there, but watching Lonzo Ball and just locking in on him for a few possessions, like, it's fun to watch because you can really learn how smart he is as a basketball player when you watch what he does away from the ball.
You think we'll see Alex Caruso against Cleveland?
No, he's going to be out probably a week and then reevaluated. So I would expect him to be out obviously Wednesday night against the Cavs, Saturday night at the Miami Heat, and then maybe he comes back early next week. Probably best case scenario. It's not a significant hamstring strain for him, Billy Donovan said, but the Bulls want to make sure it doesn't become one. So this team will be shorthanded Wednesday, probably really shorthanded Saturday too, and maybe just here for the foreseeable future. But the Bulls have been in good shape with the 17-8 start, all things considered.
Cody, what do you think we're finding out about Billy Donovan as a coach now that he's got some parts to play with?
Well, he's been a player's coach last year. Like, we already saw that even when the Bulls weren't very good. We know he's had great relationships with players in Oklahoma City, but I just think his adjustments have been pretty good this year. There's been times in games where stuff wasn't working and he stopped doing it, whether it's blitzing pick and rolls in some instances or playing back too far, kind of mixed it up a little bit. I thought last night was a good case, for example. Like, the Bulls double team Jokic on a series of possessions, I believe, in the second quarter and maybe one early in the third quarter too. And the Nuggets hit a pair of three-pointers off those, and then got a three-point play as well. And then the Bulls kind of stopped doing that, and he kind of let Vooch go back to guarding him one-on-one as best he could. So, like, Billy's changing on the fly in games. I just think we're learning that when he has all these options, he's pretty good at making adjustments and just rotations within a game. And you also see, like, he understands, I think, the pulse of his team in some ways. Like, he admitted that he played some guys too many minutes last night, but the Bulls weren't going to win the game unless they played a lot of their guys in the eight-man rotation a lot of minutes. Io playing 42, Zach playing the high 30s, obviously. Like, he understands night to night. He knows when to pull back a little bit. Like, the Bulls aren't practicing today at all. I mean, they might walk around and shoot some baskets, but they're not doing anything hard here when they're shorthanded. So he has the pulse of this team. He seems to be making adjustments pretty well. He wants them to play as quickly as they can offensively and get them out in transition. And I think he's fostered a culture for doing that just with his rotations and who he always has on the court. So I've been impressed with him this year. Obviously won the Coach of the Month honor recently. And the players have really, really taken to him this season.
It's so fun to be able to bring you in to talk about Bulls and the Bulls be good, man.
Yeah, talking basketball, I mean, that's probably the best part, right? There were just too many days of talking about meaningless comments and off-court drama or locker room drama in recent years. So it's been fun. When the team's this fun, it's fun to break them down.
You're spot on about that. Cody, as always, great work. You can check out Cody's work on our website, 670thescore.com. He covers the Bulls for us, and every Tuesday we get a chance to talk with him, which is great. Herbie, we might have to increase this, man. Like, as the season goes on, we might have to have Cody on the show twice a week because people are interested.
Herbie's in charge, Lawrence. You know that. Whatever he needs.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you say that. Cody, thank you, man. I'll talk to you.
All right. Appreciate it.
That is Cody Westerling. He does a terrific job of covering this Bulls team. We got more coverage on Io coming up. Some of the stuff that Billy Donovan said about him was really nice, and it was actual and factual, as TLC would say. We'll get to that. Cam Ellis is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We will talk Bears with him. But this top five was a request from a listener because I was talking about Saturday having to do some stress eating with DePaul playing Loyola and Bama playing Georgia, that I was spending the day stress eating. So someone was like, top five stress eating. And I was like, you want it? You got it. So when we come back, I'm going to give you my top five things that I go for when I'm stress eating. That will be next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Five, one, two, three, four, five.
Top 5 Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
But since today is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Top 5 Tuesdays.
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top 5.
Is it Tuesday?
Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
Is this the Lawrence Holmes Show?
You're damn skippy.
Then it's Top 5 Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show. Got it? Good.
Yeah, Top 5 Tuesday. Today was a request. Before we get to the list, Herbie, I was going to ask you this like in a text message, but it might be more fun to ask you this on the air. Would we get in trouble if we did a Top 5 Tuesday on Top 5 Secret Black People?
Not at all.
Okay, because I think I'm going to do that list next week.
Secret as in they're hiding it? Don't know that they are.
That most of the world doesn't know. But we know. So maybe we'll do that next week. My top five secret black people. All right. But that's not this list. I was saying on Twitter that I was stress eating. I had planned on stress eating on Saturday because DePaul was playing Loyola. It was a really entertaining game. Loyola won it. It was fun. They're still the best basketball team in the state. And the reason I say that is that they did beat Illinois in the tournament last year. Although Officer Kretwig is gone now, right? Krumwick, whatever his name is. Cameron Kretwig, the guy with the great feet. He's gone now. But they're still, you got to beat a man, you got to beat the man. So it was a valiant effort by DePaul. I was in the middle of that, and it worked out great for me timing-wise because the Alabama-Georgia game went to halftime, and I was able to watch probably 15 minutes of the end of DePaul and Loyola. But there was a stress-eating factor, and I knew that I was going to go through some of this. So there was one particular item that I went to go get that I didn't have because I knew that I was going to want it. So I brought it up on Twitter, and listener Will said, well, what's your top five list of stress-eating foods? And I said, you want it, you got it. Let's do this. So here's my top five stress-eating foods. Herbie, number five.
Mine has ham, pineapple, and bacon.
You just took me on a trip. Am I a pineapple person now? I'm a pineapple person now.
Strangely enough, there is one healthy thing on the list. I have found that pineapple, like little pieces cut up pineapple, it's an addicting. You ever get that buzz when you eat them? Because sometimes if you haven't had pineapple in a while and you eat pineapple, it makes you feel like your lips are on fire.
Joe Ostrowski, who joins us usually on Thursday,
Joseph!
Went on a honeymoon, I think, 10 years ago? And he said the pineapple in Hawaii is not like anything you've ever tried. Like, it's, if you like pineapple here, you'll like it even more. It's like to the 10th degree there.
The nth degree.
Nth degree, sorry.
It's different. It's not 10th. Well, I mean, I guess.
No, I know it's the nth, but I thought I was just going there. I was
it
just
could be the 10th degree. That's fine.
It's Rick just doesn't like it either.
The nth degree?
No, he doesn't like my malaprop.
Oh, I thought he didn't like pineapple.
I mean, he doesn't like mayonnaise. He doesn't like sauerkraut. He doesn't like milk in his cereal.
Okay.
Like I mean, the Get Out thing. Like, he likes to have his cereal and his milk in a cup and drink it because he's a
weird
Cereal killer.
They did a whole thing about that on Insecure on Sunday, too. They were talking about, do you pour the milk in before the cereal or do you pour them in at the same time?
No, pour in the bowl, pour the milk over the cereal. Another thing he doesn't like is peanut butter, and I told him the best cereal of all time is Reese's Puffs. I know this is your segment. So,
No. All right, fine. Great. Instead of top five secret black people next week, you two will give me your top five cereals next week. Fair enough?
I'm good for that.
All right, good. Anyway, pineapple. So, yes, I find it, if I go get a little tin of pineapple from Trader Joe's because they cut it up like really well and properly, I can just go through that, man. It tastes great. It hydrates you. It feels good to be doing something that's healthy. And it's sweet. And I've definitely got a sweet tooth. So surprisingly, number five is pineapples. Number four.
I spoke in the car about the hole at the center of this donut. And what you and Harlan did that fateful night seems at first glance to fill that hole perfectly. A donut hole in a donut's hole. But we must look a little closer. And when we do, we see the donut hole has a hole in its center. It is not a donut hole, but a smaller donut with its own hole. And our donut is not a hole at all.
I love donut holes. And I wanted a specific version of donut holes for Saturday's game. So I went to go see my parents out in the South Burbs. And then on the way back, I stopped off in Homewood at Walt's. Walt's is a grocery store in Homewood. They have an incredible bakery. They have donut holes. And unlike some of the other places that might only offer you one flavor or another, they always have everything. So I got 5 chocolate ones, 5 cinnamon ones, 5 powdered ones, and 5 glazed ones. It was delicious. Donut holes. And for those of you in the South Burbs, if you know, you know. The bakery at Walt's on 183rd is legit, just get there early. Number three.
So as you are watching football and getting ready for a championship, know that you need a championship.
Hey, hey!
And that's what you get with El Ranchero.
Corn chip could have been its own category. But I am going to be very specific about this. El Ranchero salted. I don't need any salsa. I just need El Ranchero salted tortilla chips. I will crunch and munch on those all day long. So one of the things I have figured out when it comes to the stress eating, there is something, like the rest of my list will play to this too. There is something satisfying about the crunch. The amount of chewing that one has to do, there is, because I'm probably grinding my teeth anyway, the crunch of a tortilla chip is really good. You're not going to get better than El Ranchero salted. It's just damn perfect. So I had me some of those too. Number two.
Yeah, I know people love pretzels and chocolate together, but now you have taken it too far. I don't care if I'm the official spokes candy for the new pretzel M&Ms. There is no way that you're putting a giant pretzel inside me.
Listen, buddy, I'm not too thrilled about this either.
When I did the M&M list, obviously, pretzel M&M is very high. I can't have peanuts, or else peanut M&M would probably be my number one. But I can have pretzels. And let me tell you that when M&M decided to do that, it was one of the happiest days of my life. This is another one. It gets me everything I need. Salty, sweet, crunch. It's a perfect stress eating food. And you get the share bag of those. Oh, you are living. Which brings us to number one.
I think you're pretty. You think I'm pretty? What are you wearing today?
What's Billy doing? He's playing with a sprinkle. Let me see.
Your eyes are like little beads. Your hair smells delicious. It's like sour cream and onion. I want to eat you.
So weird.
I also, what is that from?
It's like an international Pringles commercial.
Where do you find... Anyway.
It was a grown man talking to a Pringles can with hair on it.
Well, I mean, I kind of get it. I was going to go... I wanted to be very specific with this too. Just like with the El Ranchero salted. Pringles, specifically. Sour cream and onion Pringles. I can go through a sleeve of those like that. Like Thanos, man. And it is great because it's not just salty. It's also dusted. And so you're just like, this is great. I'm not going to be kissing anybody today, but this is great. So it's my number one. It is a go-to for me for stress eating. Give me a sleeve of Pringles, sour cream and onion. Once you pop, you can't stop. That's my top five list for stress eating. I don't know what yours is, but you can send me your list, whether you want to text it in, you want to hit us up on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. You want to hit me up on Twitter with your list underneath me promoting the segment. It's all good. I love to see what your list is. Maybe I'll add something from your list to my list, and we can all just have fun stress eating while watching sports. Speaking of stress, I'm going to talk about the Bears with Cam Ellis next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.